The following is the President's speech at Irvington, Kentucky, Thursday, September 30th, 1948.
We have our Congressman, Honorable Frank Chell, with us.
Hello, folks. How are you? How are you?
Our candidate for United States Senator, Roger Chapman.
Hi, y'all.
The Governor of Kentucky.
You came here to hear the Chief Magistrate of the United States, and I shall not delay another minute you getting to hear him. I know, though, that he enjoys and he feels down in the depths of his heart the fine welcome that he's received here tonight.
It gives me great pleasure to present to you the President of the United States and the next President of the United States.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I especially like the second remark you made. I was talking to the Governor of Kentucky a while ago, and he looked out the window and he said, must a lot of people postpone the milking tonight. I'm glad you did, because I wanted to see you, in spite of the fact that the train was late. And that wasn't my fault. I got delayed in the great state of Illinois. They sidetracked me and took me around on two county campaigns, just like I was running for office over there in the county, and I lost 2 hours while we were doing it. But it was a pleasant trip, and in every town, nearly, we saw almost as many people as you have here. At every stop, there's always a prophecy that there won't be anybody there. And when we get there, it looks as if everybody in the county had come in. I stopped up here at Henderson when we came across the river from Evansville. And I asked the newspaper man there how many people were out. Oh, he said 50,000. I said, how do you know that? Well, he said there were 50,000 people in that county and they were all there. I wish I could spend enough time with you to discuss the issues that are before the country at this time, because you're all vitally interested in them. But I can't do it because the train's late, and I've got a special meeting in Louisville tonight that's on a national radio hookup, and, you know, people have to be prompt for the radio or they'll charge you for the time and you won't get the use of it. Now, I know you wouldn't have me do that, would you? But there are certain fundamentals that I can mention. Incidentally, the attitude of the Republicans toward the farm program, which was inaugurated by the Democrats back in 1933. If you remember, the farmer was about as low as he could possibly get financially in 1932. He was being foreclosed. He could get nothing for his produce. If I remember correctly, corn went as low as 15 cents a bushel and wheat went to a quarter. Hogs were selling $3 a hundred, and you couldn't sell a fat steer at all unless you carried him in skinned and almost gave him away. That condition has been completely reversed since 1933. Farmers are more prosperous than they've ever been in the history of the country. The national income has been fairly distributed between farmers, laborers, businessmen, and white-collar workers. And that's what the government is for, to see that everybody gets a fair deal in the country. That's what we started out to give the country, and that's what we did give the country over the last 16 years. And then along comes this terrible 80th Congress, and they're trying to undo it. They did their level best to undo those things. They cut the ground from under the farmer and his support price program. They tried their best to abolish labor's Bill of Rights by passing that Taft-Hartley Act. And they're working on reclamation and irrigation projects and public power. They'd like to abolish TVA. They've cut out the power transmission lines from these great dams which the government has built and which belong to the public and which are intended to furnish cheap power to the public. They are a special interest Congress, and they are representative of the Republican Party. Now, I want you to keep that situation in mind, and I want you to be sure and send a Democratic Senator, Virgil Chapman, to the Senate this fall, and I want you to send Frank Schaff back to the House. And then we'll have a start on a Congress that'll be in the interest of the people, and goodness knows we don't want another duplicate of the 80th Congress, and the Republicans get control. That's just exactly what we'll have, because the leadership will be exactly the same. Now, bear these things in mind. And just do one thing for me. Get up early on election day. Go down to the polls. And don't stutter or stop. Just vote the Democratic ticket straight, and then I can stay in the White House and won't be troubled with a housing shortage, and we'll have a good Democratic Congress in which we can transact business. How would you like to meet my family? All right, I'll bring out Ms. Truman first. I've got another very pleasant task. I'd like to introduce the First Lady of Kentucky, Miss Clever. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm being presented with a copy of the Irvington Herald, and I appreciate very much having it. It's got my name in great big letters on the front page, and that looks pretty good.